ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति।
आज हम सभी के बीच में
सो टुडे वी हैव अमंगस्ट अस
हमारे अति वरिष्ठ
आवर सीनियर ब्रदर रिस्पेक्टेड ब्रदर
ब्रह्मा कुमार
सूरज भाई।
हम सभी एक हाथ की
विथ वन हैंड वी जस्ट वेव टू हिम
करते हैं
वी वेलकम हिम विथ वन हैंड
अभिवादन करते हैं अभिनंदन करते हैं
वेलकम यू।
अनुभव की योग प्रयोगशाला में
इन द
तप कर
इन द लैब ऑफ
हमें अनुभव के उस साधन
एक्सपीरियंस
के लिए आज भाई साहब पधारे
ही हैज कम टू टेक अस इनटू द लैब ऑफ एक्सपीरियंस laboratory of experience. Just as sun is spreading the rays and it spreads all the happiness and so Shiv from a brother Surya is also doing going to spread the rays and he is going to tell us how to have meeting with Avyak Bab Dada. He came in Gyan in 1964 and completed his graduation. In 1968 he surrendered himself, dedicated himself, committed himself and in unlimited service of Baba's home. Currently in Gyan Sarovar as a senior brother, as a senior Rajyogi teacher, he is joined Academy for Better World in Spark as well. He is also a coordinator. He coordinates the little of Spark activities as well. Lots of even the kitchen he is in charge, where there's so much of food is being made, Brahma Bhojan is made. Simultaneously in Peace of Mind channel, there is one program called Solution Oriented. He answers the questions. Samadhan Swarup means embodiment of solutions. He has the talent for that. In Brother Suraj Bhai. Om Shanti.
ओम शांति
ओम शांति।
सबसे पहले हम बाबा को शुक्रिया करेंगे।
वी विल थैंक बाबा फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल
जिसने हमें ये सरल और सुख भरा खुशियों भरा जीवन दिया है।
हु हैज गिवन अस दिस वेरी हैप्पीनेस ऑफ लाइफ ऑफ हैप्पीनेस एंड वी विल थैंक हिम एवरी डे।
बात करते हैं ग्रेटिट्यूड करो शुक्रिया करो।
इन द वर्ल्ड दे टॉक अबाउट ग्रेटिट्यूड अ लॉट अबाउट
प्राप्तियों का जो तुम्हें हुई है
एंड वी दे थैंक पीपल बट हियर वी आर थैंकिंग द सीड एंड वी आर गेटिंग एवरीथिंग फ्रॉम द सीड वी आर थैंकिंग हिम
जिसने हमारे जीवन को ज्ञान के
एंड ही हैज मेड अवर लाइफ फुल ऑफ लाइट। We don't have to sing, oh God, take us from darkness to light. We don't have to sing that. Or take us from falsehood to truth. In India, they share this. They say that when they do devotion, they sing like this. Take me from light, from darkness. But now, Shiv Baba, the truth, he himself has come to us. And all our mind's darkness is all over and we have now find our destination and the road is clear now. Our path is clear now. So let's go with all true heart, with lot of love. Let's thank him. Let's see Bab Dada in front of us. He is the one who we have been looking for since ages. He is the one, just to see his glimpse, we did renunciation, we did devotion. He is the one. We've been waiting for ages. And who has now come and he has taken away our all pain and sorrow. And he has given us the third eye of vision of knowledge. He made our life easy. Taken away our worry and made us carefree emperors. With all your heart and soul, thank him. Be full of gratitude towards him. O Lord of life, thank you again and again and again forever. I bow my head. Every birth I am thankful to you and will return, will give the return of your sustenance that you have given me. Create this thought powerfully with determination that you have given me sustenance. My life has been sustained by you, the sustenance you have given me. The result, the return, I am giving you. And I will keep giving more and more. The result of your sustenance you have given me, the return. Om Shanti. So keep reflecting and churning. It's very great if you can do it in the early hours of morning. Bring your fortune in your mind and make your mind intoxicated. Every day, once in the morning, be absorbed in God's love. And that will happen only. It is not just a fake love, it's not an artificial love. When we remember his attainments and the fortune that I've received from him personally, where was I and now where I have come, where I have reached, and when we thank him from our heart, then our heart will sing songs of him. So start your morning, begin your morning with these thoughts. Be that with God's meeting. Start your day with God's meeting. Think along my lines which I am sharing. Only fortunate souls get this. Those who have created the fortune, every birth has, and he has received God in his, with him. He has met Baba and his pure vision. And every day in the morning he comes and teaches us. It's a very great thing. Since Copper Age, it has never taken place like this. Since Copper Age, in the early morning, God comes and teaches us. The stories that they sing, devotion that they do in the night they do. But we get up in the early morning and he fills our intellect. He takes us, he gives us intoxication every day in the Murli, every single day. By sitting at home, you won't get this intoxication. Only when you visit the center can you get this. You will get the energy of Baba, God's Paramatma, means the Supreme Soul's energy. So have faith that Baba, who has created these spaces, the center spaces, there is alaukik energy, it is full of alaukik energy. So every day, once you have to go there to absorb those energy. And okay, you cannot go in the morning, in the evening you can go. Then you will come to know that Shiv Baba is, that I am connected, I am very close to Shiv Baba. Then we will get the power of knowledge. There are lots of powers in the world. There is knowledge power, power of knowledge, there is power of yoga. And the third one is, which today's Murli, it was on, power of purity, which was today's Murli. Because through our vibrations of purity, this world becomes pure. The sustenance, the sanskars, the stage in the golden age, we will have this for a long period of time. So make knowledge as power in your life, and that's how you move forward. When you reflect on the Murli, when you absorb those versions in your chit is a very deep, which is in your mind, like deeper than mind, subconscious mind. When you go back to your home after listening to Murli, just 10-15 minutes you get in on the way. So the important, reflect on the important things, valuable points. So practice absorbing that in your consciousness, in your awareness. So knowledge is a very big power. Like knowledge is a shield, yoga is a shield, even knowledge is a shield. In different circumstances, I will get power, it will give me security, it will give me safety. It will make me unshakable, immovable. So make knowledge, complete yourself with knowledge. All your problems will finish, obstacles will finish. The whole world is full of obstacles and waste thoughts. The whole world is thinking of waste thoughts. Even Brahmins have waste thoughts. It's getting you folded, it's entangling you. Not only just impurity, but you get some worry. There is worry for the children. There is some special obstacles you get in your home, and there are some diseases happening, some sicknesses happening. Some people think that we are listening to Baba and we are following the Srimad, we are practicing very well. But why is it that we keep getting obstacles? So by thinking like this itself is a lack of knowledge. This is the fruit of our previous births, that the obstacles that are coming. These obstacles will open our third eye. They make me more powerful. So don't be afraid. I have the power to destroy the obstacles. Increase this self-respect, that I am the one who is destroyer of all the obstacles that come to me. I have the power. I have the intensity to, and their job is to come, and my job is to get it finished, to finish the obstacles, is to go, to win over, to attain victory over it. Baba said that you are the world transformers. It's not a small self-respect point. I have to give happiness to the world. I have to relieve them from their sorrow. I have to make this world pure. I have to spread the vibrations, beautiful vibrations. I have to complete the task of from human beings into deities. I have to finish this task of making humans into deities. So it's Baba's task. So Baba has given me the title, that's your master, almighty authority. So this practice will make your awareness, your consciousness, will make you relief. It will give you relief when you have this awareness. So let's have this very powerful good feeling amongst us, and let's drive our mind up. Let's transport our mind up. We are not ordinary. I'm sitting on, I'm a great tapasvi who's sitting in the roots of the tree at the foundation. Imagine this, create this image, and above my forehead there is Kalpvriksh, and I'm in the foundation of it. Our pure sanskars, my pure sanskars and my pure thoughts are giving energy to every leaf, that is every person on the tree. Visualize this and give energy. Your every pure thought is reaching to every leaf of the tree. Baba has given me this work. You are my companion, and you are the helper of God, and you are the world transformer. You are the companion of God who's changing the world. I have to do this great task, fulfill this task. He has given me immense power, lots of powers, and he has given me the titles. All my powers are yours. As just as I said, Baba, you are mine, he responded, all my powers are yours. Accept this, just acknowledge it and accept this, that I am very powerful. I am Master, Almighty Authority. All around me, very elevated, there is aura, there is orb of light all around me. All powers are around me, and I am amidst of an orb of light which is full of powers. Om Shanti. So this beautiful journey or experience, it's making our thoughts very great, and our wastage is finished. Otherwise this waste will take us on the path of sorrow. The battery of the mind, the mere battery of mind is getting overdrained. The battery is getting drained. So it's in my hands to be liberated from waste. Mind needs a beautiful thoughts, beautiful food, which is thoughts. It requires elevated thoughts. It's the food of the mind. If I don't give that, then I'll be subject to wastage. This is a very big subject of waste. But every day from the murli, with the intoxication, with the bodilessness practice, and with lot of self-respect soman practice, make yourself liberated. Keep this aim. I have to give return of the sustenance that I have received. I have to bring about result. I have been living only for humans till date. So Baba said very beautiful versions, child, two, you have spent time with deities for two ages, and then rest of the 2 ages with humans. Now with spend time with Baba, with God. This is very inspirational from Sakar Murli. I loved these versions. I was remembering this every day. So Baba said today, he says, you have the kingdom of only one kingdom. Is it only one kingdom, or there is a kingdom of Maya as well on yourself? What? It's such a beautiful destination just to be only in one kingdom, or have the thoughts of one kingdom, only one Raj. Since ages we have been subject to Maya's kingdom. Now it should be the kingdom of God. His thoughts should run in my mind. So what return do I give? We will do the practice also of that, is to be soul conscious. So we remember these words. We talk about bodilessness. We talk about without the body. We talk about soul consciousness. It's all there's a little difference in bodilessness. In Hindi there are different words. If we practice soul consciousness a little bit, then in our actions we will be above the influence of our actions. We will be liberated from the influence of the world. We become desireless without the influence. When we take very good food, we become desireless. So this is called, that is Videhi Stiti, that is bodilessness. Let there be a practice that I am a soul separated totally from the body, independent of the body. Let there be this practice that I am separated from the body, that I am a shining, radiant light. This is bodiless stage. Be soul conscious totally, entirely, in its fullest. We know that the deities were soul conscious. When the soul takes on to the form of 7 virtues, that your nature will become very natural. This is the stage of soul consciousness. This is the highest and the most elevated stage. We will do that right now, the thinking of that, how we churn about it. Let's practice that now. So see your radiant star in the center of your forehead. Tejasvi is like very intense light, like sun's light. It's so intense. See that you are in the forehead, in the hut, like a feel it. Feel as if the body doesn't exist. It's totally melted away. I am a bodiless soul. I am a very radiant, very intense light, very pure soul. I am liberated from the body entirely. Reflect on this. Think deeply. Reflect this aspect that I am a very peaceful being. Feel it. Nothing is making me peaceless. No, nothing. No issue makes me peaceless. I am very happiness. The sorrow doesn't even touch me. I am embodiment of love, hatred, jealousy, hatred are not my sanskars. I am supremely pure.
Maya ke paanch shatru mujhse door chale gaye.
All the Maya's enemy, all the Maya's five vices are very far from me, and I am full of power of purity. I am immensely powerful. Fear, worries cannot touch me. I have the power to overcome all the obstacles. I am full of happiness. I am the right to the one who is a blissful, the bliss. I have right over the bliss. No one can take happiness from me. I am a shining point of light in the center of my forehead. Om Shanti. So this reflection, we will become the embodiment of all the seven virtues. So if anybody wants to practice this, you can also write it also. All the seven virtues, you write the, every virtue, you write the three points. And then keep absorbing that in your mind. Then you will automatically be away from whatever you're thinking wrong. So Baba said about that long time, you have to practice something over the long period of time. Some people think that I've just come for 1 year, I don't get the long period of time element that Baba talks about. No, have the experience and practice of a long period of time. So every day in 24 hours, so keep practicing within 24 hours, that with longer period of time, in all the 7 days, let my stage be spent in a good, even in 30 days, it should be spent in a good way, with elevated experiences. Then automatically, that 1 year will become lot many years, and then I will be in a very higher stage, very elevated stage. Pay attention on this aspect. Some people are thinking that for 10 years, I finished by 10 years, but I didn't get a chance of this long time, over the long period of time. So make your aim very elevated. This is very important for Avyakt Milan. Every day, every moment you should meet Baba. Second stage is morning and evening. Both times you meet Baba with intimacy, with lot of closeness, with lot of passion. So make your aim very high. This particular age has the blessing that whatever you want, you will achieve it. If you want status, you want any name fame, you will get this, because this particular time is blessed time. Even if you want a great elevated stage, you will get it, because this time is blessed time. So experience, I am getting charged with the powers of Baba, the almighty powers are getting absorbed. I am absorbing all the powers of almighty authority. Have that image. Just bring that light into yourself, that the powers are in me, and just accept it totally, entirely.
Paramatma Shaktiyon ka fountain.
The fountain of all the powers of God are over me.
Yogi
सब मोहताज योग लगाकर बाय हैविंग योगा एंड बाय फिनिशिंग द सिंस ऑफ योरसेल्फ एंड यू विल गो इनटू हेवन lust, anger, greed, ego, attachment, all are influenced today. So by having yoga and finish your sins, absolve your sins and create heaven. The thirst of many births, the thirst of many births by becoming pure, you can quench your thirst. Become yogi, become jnani, and this yogi life is so lovely. As Confluence Sage Shiv Baba, he's telling you this secret at the Confluence Sage, that you are an eternal soul. Listen to me, that you are elevated. Shiv Baba is saying the secret at the Confluence Sage, that you are an elevated, you are an eternal soul. Hear my words. Peace and happiness with, fill yourself with peace and happiness at the Confluence Age. Yogi's life is very pure. Shiva has come from Paramdham in the body of Brahma to is given the right of. He has come from Paramdham. Shiva has come from Paramdham in Brahma's body to give mukti and jivan mukti, that is liberated and liberation in life. So we now have to move towards, walk towards, fly towards the home. This is the essence of knowledge. Yogi life is very lovely. Practice makes our tapasya, that is sadhana, is our practice. And this practice, if you don't do the easy yoga, will become difficult. Our minds will keep wandering. Baba has given us very easy methods, tact. Baba has given us very, very easy methods and tacts. We have to give return of God's sustenance by giving, by making our life simple, easy, happy, by making our life happiness. This is how you give return. Make your life, make your sanskars natural of purity, and with good wishes you keep your consciousness, your awareness full of it. Make your life yogyukt. 4-5 days ago it came in Murli's that only through yoga, power of yoga, this whole world will change. Because of your purity, the matter becomes pure. In the world, no one can even think along those lines that this matter can change. There are so many scientists, they are talking about pollution, but to they have no method of how to finish the pollution. But our vibrations, our pure vibrations will change the matter. It will purify the atmosphere. Those who are very intellectuals in this gathering, there's a lot of healing power in purity. Healing power means to cure people. There is a time going to come. listen very carefully. Those who are very good yogis, those who have very high aim, they want to give liberate, they want to give a lot of liberation to a lot of people. A lot of sick people, diseased people will come to you. And they will say that I've heard that you have received, that you have met God, that you have attained God. Finish my sickness, because it's you. Those who have very good purity, those who have very good soul consciousness, those who have desire to give happiness to people, they will give very powerful drishti to them. And their diseases will finish. Baba said that Baba's words are, it should ring in our ears, these words of Baba, that your great tasks are waiting for you. This should ring in your ears. Keep your aim so high that small things, trivial things should not take my mind. To just to think dirty things in the mobile and to think waste, I should not have any time for that. I have to do great things. I have to tell you one thing in the middle. In these 3 days, everybody asked me this obstacle. In the families, there are obstacles. There's wealth issues. There are all sorts of addictions and lots of sickness and no success. All these issues, they came and shared. All qualified people. Just by few marks in their exam that they failed. Those obstacles were there. Even in business, they have a lot of debt. There are lots of diseases that are coming. One finishes, the second arises. So I would say that all the teachers at the centers, 21 days. Do the bhatti of destroyer of obstacles at Amrit Vela. After Amrit Vela, any time after that, make one time, 1 hour. Commit yourself for 1 hour and create this thought before the meditation that I am the destroyer obstacle. I am the master, almighty authority. I am a destroyer obstacles. You don't have to ask anyone. You don't have to ask anyone as to what thought I create. I am the master, almighty authority. I am the master, almighty authority, and I am the destroyer of obstacles. 3 times at least minimum you should do. And then your 1 hour will be very good. You can even do a commentary. Mothers keep asking me, how do I do yoga? How do I practice yoga? A lot of them don't know how to do it. Whatever you know, just do it. So even if you want to do for 22 days or 23 days, it's fine, just do it. There's one solution for people who have no yoga, who cannot do yoga. So for 108 times, just create these two thoughts that I am the master, almighty authority, and I am the destroyer of obstacles, but with feelings, not just like a parrot you keep repeating. No, with the feel. So I have the power to destroy the obstacles. I have the power to destroy these obstacles. If you do this for 21 births, you should not break it in any day. So again, you have to do it for 21 days in case you break it. So people have so many issues, lots of diseases they have. All the obstacles will be destroyed. If you have very big obstacles, so you do it for 3 months. It will take 3 months to destroy obstacles. So you have to use yoga power. There is no obstacle that is more powerful than me. A very important thought. There is no obstacle that cannot be wind, that can be wind. You cannot be victorious. There is no obstacle. Don't be for 21 days. Keep this thought and a particular place, and your journey will become very easy. One more method I will tell you. When there are too many issues at home, then it's very difficult to do yoga, and you cannot get happiness, and you don't like your life either, and then you don't get God's sustenance, you don't feel the God's sustenance. So this method I'm telling you for all these things. So especially for teachers, pay a lot of attention, because they're going to teach to others. So this is the experimentation of your attitude. Through the attitude, you can change the atmosphere. With the attitude, the vibrations are spread. Vritti means it's a Sanskrit word. In English, it's called attitudes. With what vision do you see to the situations? How do you react to situations? How do you see the situations? How do you see the circumstance? What attitude do you see that? So fix two times, or just for 2-3 minutes, not too much, just 2-3 times in a day. You can do it any time you want. When everybody is asleep, it will be more effective and it will be more influential. Listen to this very carefully. The mothers keep telling that the children are intoxicated, and they are, and the mother's money is getting over with all people. There's a lot of bad energy going on in the atmosphere. So you want to be liberated from that. So a lot of their children are having bad habits. So they are influenced by the bad habits. They are addicted to those bad habits. So practice these two things, that I am a supremely is the word, supremely powerful soul. I am the deity of image of purity, or deity of purity. Take the vibrations, take the rays from Baba. So automatically from your forehead, these rays are spreading out in your house. Just for 1-2 minutes, you automatically the vibrations will spread in your home. Second is, I am Shakti, Shiv Shakti, and I am Master Almighty Authority. I am getting the rays of Baba coming inside me, and then from my forehead, the red rays are going all in my house, every nook and every corner it goes there. The rays are going from my forehead. In my house, all the people are great souls. In my house is very important. So it's very important. Some of them may trouble you, but you have to create this thought. In my house, all the souls are great souls. And some are even doing wrong things, and they are doing a lot of sins. But you have to create this thought that all these souls in my home, they are very fortunate, they are very great souls, and they are from the clan of deity. And my home is, all these are charitable souls. These are, my home is like a temple. So all they are charitable souls. This is the temple. So just put 2-3 minutes. This is 5 minutes work, that's all. Within 7 days you will see that everything has changed, transformed. Those who have been, they will give you respect. Those who are anti, they will give you respect. So make your home obstacle free. Make your consciousness awareness obstacle free. So let's do that right now. Just for 1 minute, let's do it now. So feel that you are at home in one corner. I am supremely pure. I am a deity of purity.
Baba se pavitra kirnon ka phoundation.
the fountain from Baba is on top of me and I'm absorbing that energy in me. The fountain of Baba's energy is on me and I'm absorbing it. I'm accepting it. It's filling me. My entire house is full of golden rays, and from my forehead vibrations of rays of purity are spreading, and golden rays are falling in every corner. So create a thought that this is Baba's house and all our great souls in this house. This is the house of charitable souls. The deity clan souls are living here. These are all great souls living here. They are very, very good. And they are children of God. They are charitable souls. They are the ones who give happiness to everyone. Om Shanti. So this is a very good practice. So those in their offices or in their business places, and they have obstacles and they have comments and they are not giving cooperation and they see you with a very altered vision. So you practice this, that these are all great souls. So all your office mates, friends will become your friends. Those who have seen with the bad vision, they were smoking and they were practicing, or they were troubling you, and they used to smoke the cigarette. So you see, so they saw them with a lot of respect. So with vibrations have the most power. So create this thought. So today is create this thought. So Baba is going to be in this hall, and there's presence of Baba in this hall, wherever Baba's children are sitting. There Baba's presence is there, and that energy is there of Baba. Feel and experience this as you listen to the Murli. Baba's energy, I'm getting Baba's energy. So not just listen, don't just hear immunely, don't just hear. Let the vibrations reach you. Take the happiness out of the Murli. Baba is talking about intoxication. Experience that with all your heart. Any teaching that you're receiving, accept it totally right away. So create this thought. I have to make my purity very firm. Create this thought very honestly with all your heart and soul. Make it natural in nature. Baba said that today. So whatever the nature is of somebody, you know that it automatically works. So some are tolerant. So natural roop, in very natural form, they will keep tolerating because anybody says anything. So if they are irritated, those who have the nature of getting irritated or anger, but those who have nature of easiness, they are very easy, they live very easily. I have to make this natural purity in myself. Baba is talking about original, eternal nature. But pay attention to this this aspect, that without any intense meditation, you cannot win over. Without 4 hours of meditation, the five forms of meditation by self-respect, swamans, and great elevated awarenesses. So there should be constant practice all this. People are thinking that we have to sit down and do practice meditation. How much meditation you do if you sit down just well like that? So purity will not become natural without this. So you have to do other aspects as well, other than just sitting, he's saying. Even the sinful soul's vibrations are coming to me. One brother keeps calling me and that I have done a lot of sins. What should I do? He says, have you taken knowledge? He said, yes. So only through power of yoga. But I don't understand. I've done so many sins that I listen to these points, but I don't understand. But there is a lot of fire of sins also. And in the fire of lust, one is getting burnt, and it's making you hollow from inside. But vibrations of purity help us, even help the whole world. Not only help me, but help the world. It will wake people up. So purity vibrations are so good. We are the clan of deities. We have to emerge this, and we have to emerge in somebody, in other people also. We have to surface this sanskars, deity sanskars. Baba said in Sakar Murli that the day will come that in this world there will be spiritual revolution. In this world there will be spiritual revolution. This is from Sakar Murli. There will be a revolution at the end, spiritual revolution. So reflect on today aspect this. You must have not done this reflection. Baba says that those who have converted into another religion, from deity religion, they will come back. So who are the maximum? The deity's religion has been converted. Which religion has gone the most? Even one person converts the religion, they will come back. Thousands and thousands are going to come back to their original religion. So our power of purity, it will create a spiritual revolution. This revolution of purity and our task of Baba will be completed. So create this with your heart, this thought that I have to return. Yeah, I have to return. But I have to give the power, I have to give return of God's sustenance. Just as I have sustained you with all the powers, you too have to do the same. We are elder children, senior children of Baba. We are the ancestor souls. We are great-great-grandfather's children, grandchildren, right? So it's our task that we have to complete the task of Baba. So don't get entangled in trivial things, small things. We are losing our time in small issues, unnecessary issues. So check when there is examination of a child and he's playing on the mobile. So you will tell him that the time has come. So you like give him the realization of time. So Baba is also giving us the same. So last thing I'm telling you, that Baba has said a few souls, not to all of them. You don't become a Brahmin, you will not be able to go home unless and until you have not finished the task of Brahminhoodness. So what is the task we have to? The task is that you have to make them pure. I have to give them blessing of mukti and jivan mukti, liberation in life, to show them the path and to also and finish their obstacles as well. So with that reflection you make your meeting with Baba. So Baba's energy is getting absorbed in me. I'm getting a lot of energy. So just 5 minutes. Let's go to Baba. Just for 5 minutes. Just feel that he has come down and he's a canopy just above my head. And his complete energy, his complete purity is, I'm getting absorbed in that. I'm just inundated with that. Means I'm getting full with that, the Baba's energy. It's just above my head as a canopy. Om Shanti. So this is a song which tells you that Chalo hum chalein paanch tatvon ke paar. So it's inviting you, let's go beyond the elements, behind the matter, behind the solid earth. Let's go beyond that, all the five elements.